Hello, everyone, and welcome into another edition of the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Jay Levin joining me as he always does. Follow us on Twitter. I am at Callahan on air. He is at Bowtie Sports. Jay, we find ourselves with actually quite a bit to cram into this particular version of the podcast. There's a lot going on in the National Hockey League right now, and I'm just going to start with the elephant in the room. I want to get right into suspensions. I got to tell you, I mean, we've got Kadri suspended for the rest of the first round coming out of Toronto. Joe Thornton gets one game for a hit to the head. And I'm going to just start here on this platform, and we can work from here. I hate, it drives me crazy, that playoff games are considered more valuable than regular season games from a standpoint of a suspension. Now, look, I understand what playoff games mean to teams, but I also think that from a player safety perspective, until you start whacking guys the same way you do in the regular season, you're not really doing anything until you make the penalty stiff enough where guys aren't going to target the head or cross-check somebody in the face or you know, try to injure somebody else, especially in the playoffs, then I don't know what we're doing as far as player safety goes.
Tom, I agree with you to a large degree. But I will say I'm pleasantly surprised that the NHL has handed out this many games of suspension to multiple players at this point in the playoffs. Like, usually in past years, I mean, you know it as well as I do, you know, usually they find an excuse to turn a blind eye and to say, oh, you know, this player doesn't have a history or hasn't had a lengthy history, so, you know, we're going to write them up and next time it's going to be a game, you know? So I'm a little surprised that they've given out this many suspensions this early on, but I agree with you, to really address the issue of player safety, they need to get stronger. To that end, something we were talking about a little bit on Twitter that I would like to see: go into the suspension process with the mindset that half of the games you dole out will wind up being served in the regular season the next year. I think that would open up the Department of Player Safety to give out the type of suspensions that's really necessary while still kind of having in the back of the mind the playoff games are a little bit more important to full team, you know, success. So something like Nikita